to, want to look at one quick thought, and then we'll give talk about some ways that we can apply that thought. So Titus chapter 2, how many of you had you're coming off of the best summer you think you've ever had? Is there anybody like that? You say, man, this was the best summer you think you've ever had. Okay, all right, couple of hands. All right, couple of few hands. Oh, it's growing. Okay. How many of you would say this was probably one of the most challenging summers I've ever had? Let me see those hands. Okay, all right, a good number of hands. All right, well, that's good. Regardless of the summer that you're coming off of, let me ask you this. How many of you are, you've been, whatever's happened over the summer, you're eager to start school now. You're eager for the next thing that's coming. You're ready for it. How many of you are like that? Okay, nobody. All right. Fantastic. All right. I guess those of you who've had a challenging summer just want that to continue. Okay, well, you can do that. All right. Second chapter of Titus tonight. I want to look at one verse, and then we're going to look at some ways to apply it here. Notice what it says in verse 7, Titus chapter 2, verse 7. It says this, "In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works." How many of you have maybe in your yard or around your house, you have an area that is well worn? In other words, maybe it's an area that gets a lot of traffic, you know, and you can kind of see how over time it has worn a path in that area. How many of you have a place like that in your yard, around your home, that is the case? Okay, all right, few hands. When I was working and putting a patio just outside the downstairs basement door, I would carry these pavers. Okay, now my kids were too young to help, unfortunately. I know you feel sorry for me, but they were, okay? They were too young, and so I had to carry all of these pavers from the back of my vehicle on around, okay, through the fence, and then, of course, the door was on the opposite side of the house, then on down through my backyard, and then around to the side of the house. And this, you know, it was I had to make a lot of trips, made a lot of trips. And I didn't realize it, but by the time I was done carrying all of those pavers around back, I had actually worn a path in the grass all the way down and through the back. And I could look back and I could say, wow, okay, you know, there was a lot of traffic through there. Now, some of that has filled in. Sometimes when we pull grass up or we're high traffic areas, it's like irreparable. That has not happened with my backyard, but I'm grateful. Sometimes you'll see when someone's had a computer for a real long time. You can see the repeated motion on the keys has started to wear away some of the letters on the keyboard. How many of you have ever seen this happen before? You've seen something like that. Okay. And the idea is the repeated typing or the repeated action makes an imprint. And over time, that begins to break down the area, the surface, what have you, and it leaves a pattern, so to speak. Okay? That's the idea of this word here. Titus says, hey, listen, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. Okay? So the challenge for you and I, as far as the opportunity for leadership, is to live in such a way that when I come through, people can see the way that I have lived by the path that I have taken. And they say, oh, okay, I see Brother Scott. I see the life, the path that he has lived for an extensive period of time. It is clear what his character is. It is clear what he is all about, how and he ticks, and, you know, the person that he is. That is a clear thing. And Titus is just simply saying this. Live your life in a way that people can look at the path that you have taken and have been on and be encouraged about living for the Lord. Okay? Now, notice the consistency that he talks about, because he doesn't just say, hey, in one area do this. There's a very important word here in verse 7. He says, in all things. Okay, in all things. Okay, that now that is a level of consistency that, boy, is rare, right? I mean, you may see someone who excels in one particular area, and while they are a pattern in this area, but Titus says, hey, in regards to living out Christ, the hope of glory in you, make sure that you are living in all areas according to his will. Okay, so the opportunity before you guys today, how many of you are in 10th grade? Raise your hand. 10th graders, raise your hand. Great. All right, 11th graders, raise your hand. And now maybe for the very first time, you're being asked the question, seniors, raise your hand. Wow. Did that feel good? Seniors, did that feel good? You're like, I just want to go to college. You have an opportunity to be a pattern to the younger kids in our youth group. And the Impact Program is just a program, but it gives you a special opportunity to make an impact on other people. Okay? So I want to give you just five ways, very practically and very quickly, that you can be a leader this year. All right? Whether you're in 10th grade and like, wow, I can be a leader. Whether you're in 11th grade where you're like, I've thought about that before, or whether you're a senior and you're like, hey, this is the year. This is the year I really want to help other kids or be a good influence for them. Wherever you're at with that, here are five ways that you can do it, and I hope that you'll choose to. Number one, I want you to understand that in order to have great influence in our youth group, you have to be willing to show up. At the very least, right? I mean, you're not going to be able to lead kids younger than you or even your own peers if you don't make the conscious choice to, hey, you know what? I'm going to show up and be there. Now, let's talk about a couple of things. Number one, when we talk about influence, what is influence? Somebody give me some feedback on this. When we talk about influence, what are we talking about? It doesn't have to be a sophisticated definition, all right? Just give me your best shot. What is influence? The ability to what? What, Josiah?
The ability to affect others through the way we live.
Okay, all right. Excellent. Let me give you a definition here, okay? Influence, the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone or something. Okay, now why do you say something? Well, let's think about it for a second. Who and what can influence? Okay, well, we know people can influence, certainly, but a thing can also influence, right? Let's, fellas, let's take the analogy of a ball. Okay, football, soccer ball, golf ball, rugby, whatever you choose, okay? Whatever your cup of tea is, okay? Think about how that object, okay, made up of stitching and depends on what ball you're talking about. It's not really a pigskin anymore, but, leather. Think about what that object has done to motivate you or to influence you. How many of you would say, you know, my interest in a ball, let's just call it what it is, okay? My interest in a ball has affected hours of my life. How many of you would say that? Ladies, too. Okay. All right. Okay, I see those hands. Yeah. How many of you would say my interest in a ball has affected my clothing, choice of clothing? Okay. It's okay. You can raise them high. You don't have to. Okay, all right, okay, there are hands all over. Okay, all right. How many of you say now maybe I should ask your parents this, but my interest in a ball has cost me money? How many of you would say that? Okay, or not me, but I'll raise my hand for my parents, right? How many of you would say this, it has cost, and I think I know the answer to this, especially this last week. How many of you would say a ball has cost me some energy? Okay, all right, yeah, sure, absolutely. So, I mean, you just think about something, you know, an inanimate object such as a ball, right, has the ability to greatly influence, and has. Now, for some people, it becomes their whole life. Okay, it's the sole motivator of everything that they do. Okay, that is a life out of balance, obviously, for a Christian. But you think about now, you take a person that can speak, person who has emotions, person who has interests, and now you start talking about being able to influence on a whole nother level. Well, just think about some of the people who have influenced you. When I was your age, I didn't like wings. You say, why didn't you like wings? Well, I really didn't eat them. My parents didn't make them, and we didn't go anywhere to eat them. I went to a Super Bowl party once. This was after I was married, and they had wings. And I've never looked back. I love wings, okay? I was highly influenced by the people who invited me over and had just like mountains of wings, okay? Now, my wife's like, babe, you know, you've been twice to Buffalo Wing Factory this week. You need to like tone it down, okay? I just enjoy wings, okay? But you have the opportunity to encourage and influence the people that are younger than you in this youth group, okay? You may not feel like people are watching you. You may not even like, well, I don't sense that like people are gravitating towards me. Just simply based upon the fact that you are now an older member of this youth group, and if you want to draw comparisons to the school, you can do that as well. There are people who are watching you more intently, okay? You now have a greater degree or a greater platform by which to influence simply because of how old you are and what grade you're in. The question is, are you going to show up and make a difference? Because in order to make a difference, you have to show up. Okay, so who and what can influence? Well, just about anything, but certainly a person can influence. Influence, is it good or bad? Yes, exactly, right? Okay. Now, if you show up, it's good influence, okay? If you don't show up, that's not good influence, okay? That's bad influence. So I'm going to ask you to participate, okay? Come and be here. When we have an activity, be here. We're going to talk about Rush Night in just a minute, and that activity is going to work because you are here, okay? If you don't show up, Rush Night's going to be a big fat dud, okay? Now, we've never had a Rush Night dud, and I hope that this year's not going to be that, okay? But the important thing is that you're here, okay? And that you take full advantage of the opportunity that you have, okay? So why show up, though? You guys help me out. Why show up, okay? Why come to teen time? You know, why come to activities? Why step into this zone of being able to influence younger kids for the glory of the Lord? Why do that? Yes?
If we don't show up and participate, then we're setting the example of, oh, you're not that great. The younger kids don't have to come either.
Yeah, you could say, and I don't want anybody to get a big head here, okay, but you could say that they need you, okay? We could say that they need you. Now, there's a reason why we're not doing this the other way around, where we're having the 7th through 9th graders in here. Okay, there's a reason why we're not doing that. Okay, the immaturity level is a little... Never mind, I'm not going to say that. I'm just kidding. Okay, it is lower. Okay, the immaturity... They're not at a place... Okay, they're still figuring things out. They're still, and nothing against them. You were there. I was there. We understand that. Okay, but listen, you're at a place now where you know a few things. Okay, you've been in the youth group for a while. Okay, you've had the opportunity to watch some great leaders who are older than you. Okay, somebody give me a great leader. Somebody give me a great leader who's moved on. Okay, yes. Ezra's a great leader. Man. Let me tell you. Yeah, Cade? Ethan Johnson. Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to meet a more friendly person. Yes? Andrew Lawrence, yeah. Andrew was in fact, I just heard this past Sunday, somebody was telling me essentially that. They're saying, man, the influence that Andrew had, well, that was a blessing. Yeah, Josiah?
Micah Pittman.
Yeah, Micah, yeah. Okay, these are people who, you know what, they've gone on, but they use their opportunity. Okay, when they sat right here where you're at, and they were a blessing to you. And now this is an opportunity for you to return the favor, but you have to show up, right? And I hope that you will. Number two, okay, number one, show up. Number two, be involved, okay? You say, aren't those the same things? No, they're not. Okay, they're really not, okay? When I go to a football game, okay, although I feel like I am really involved, I'm simply a spectator, right? Okay, Tom Brady can't hear my voice. He doesn't want to hear my voice. Oh, man. Sometimes I make myself laugh. What can I say? Anyway, but yeah, I'm there and I'm enjoying it, right? I'm getting a lot out of it, but ultimately I'm a spectator in that moment, okay? Spectators go and they watch and they enjoy, okay? Don't be a spectator here, okay? You're like, but Brother Scott, I showed up. Yeah, but there's another level. Okay, let's be not a spectator, but let's be a participant. Okay, so you guys have been in the youth group a while. How can you participate? Okay, how can you be here and participate? Yes? Take part in the games. Yeah, absolutely. Guys, what Brother Nathan does not want to see is like, all right, who's ready to play a game? Aren't you guys excited? Check this out. And nobody wants to, I mean, like, Brother Nathan, if that happens, just walk out, okay? Because I would probably do the same thing, okay? Listen, this is a way, I know sometimes when we get older, we're kind of like, let the younger kids do that than children's. Let them children do it, you know, okay? That sometimes we think, you know, we've arrived and, the cool bus is here and I'm on it, you know. Don't do that, okay? Because listen, if you lead in that way and you participate and show them how to do a game, okay, don't come up here and sabotage the game, okay? Don't come up here and find a way, a loophole to the rules, that Brother Nathan didn't say and just totally tank the game, okay? No, come up, be a participant, and sometimes that goes against your nature. You know, there are people in here who are just like thrilled to just be here and do nothing, okay? I'm asking you to take a step for me, all right? And participate. What's another way? Game? Yes.
Special
music. Yeah, okay. How many of you play an instrument or you sing? Raise your hand. Okay, a lot of hands in here, okay? Some people don't, though. Okay, you're like, Brother Scott, do you still want me to get up and do it? No, I don't. Okay, don't. Like, if you're not musical, don't worry about getting up. No pressure, okay? I'm not going to put that on you, okay? But what's something else you can do along those lines? Okay, maybe you're not musical and you're not going to do a special, but you're going to do a
testimony.
Yes. Listen, let me tell you. Listen, if this group does not sign up for testimonies, we could be in serious trouble. Okay, because the younger folks, okay, most of them, and think about where you were at seventh grade. Were you interested in getting up in front of 12th graders and talking about the Bible? And I mean, that's tough, okay? So, listen, the specials, usually the list is like, right? Testimonies, sometimes it's not quite the same. So, you're saying, Brother Scott, what you're asking me to do? Man, this is a lot. But it's a way that you can participate. And it's a way, just by your example or your pattern, you can encourage other people, and I hope that you will, okay? All right, so there's other ways, obviously, to be involved, and I hope that you will. So show up, be involved. Number three, be supportive. Be supportive. Our unity as a youth group is only as strong as our weakest link. Let me tell you something. A team spirit, a family atmosphere is something that I desperately want for us. I desperately want it. That is over here, okay? On the opposite side of this is a youth group that is cliquish, okay, and it's subdivided, and it's just unhealthy. Okay, you get factions, and you know this group doesn't talk to this group, and well, there's some drama there, and so there's like, you know, and then you got all these dynamics. Okay, well, as long as humans are coming together, there's going to be issues, there's going to be conflict. But what I'm asking you to do is do your very best, okay, to set those things aside, so that when we come together, it's for a really great time. Okay, one of the things that myself, the youth workers, one of the things that we really want is when we have an activity or we come together as a youth group is that atmosphere is so healthy that the visitor that walks in or maybe someone who's struggling or has had a bad day can easily come into that space and be encouraged and be helped. Okay. Some of that will come through you guys just being friendly. Some of it will come through, you know, well, I'm having a rough day, but I need to set those things aside because I want to be a good leader and influence other people. Let me say this as far as being supportive. Your voice really does matter in this youth group, okay? If let's say, you know, we have a flavor of negativity amongst this group, that will surely filter down through. Okay, so you know what? There may be an activity. It's not your favorite thing. Do me a favor. Just kind of keep that to yourself, okay? All right? There are things, believe it or not, that I plan throughout the year. Newsflash. Not my favorite thing. You're like, what? Okay. But you know what? We do it because maybe we know you guys like it, or we do it because we know it's important. Okay, so be supportive. Okay, I look at you guys as sort of an extension of all of us. Okay, you guys have an equal opportunity, if not more, get this, to help control the attitude of this youth group. Okay, Brother Nathan, Brother Chase, and I, and the ladies, we can say, hey, I'm so glad to see everybody, and oh, yeah, it's great to be together. Isn't the Lord good? But when you do that, boy, that really takes root with some people. So I'm asking you to be supportive. If there's something that you're not too thrilled about, you know, try to help out in that regard. Don't you know, get all negative and spread that. Sometimes people, you know, well, why do we have to, you know, do this? You know, why do we have to wear this at activities? Why, Brother Scott, Miss Christine, always matter? Why do we have that? Okay. Sometimes we, you know, but what that does is that just creates a negative atmosphere, and it's harmful to a good time and people enjoying themselves. So I'm asking you guys to show up, be involved, to be supportive, you can do that by not complaining yourself. You can do that by helping others who are. Boy, sometimes when somebody's like, oh, Brother Scott, you know, oh. Sometimes like, all right, how can I turn this around, find the silver lining? Sometimes that's tricky, you know. But I want you to do that too. I want you to look for ways that you can, like, when somebody's complaining, oh, why do we have to, hey, you know, turn it around. Find some silver lining that you can help in the process. So show up, be involved, be supportive. Number four, encourage others. We talked about this a little bit already. This is really when you become proactive with your influence. Now, if you show up, okay, and you participate, you're going to hit stride as far as your ability to influence other people. That's going to happen, okay? But you want to take another step? Well, start trying to be proactive in the way that you talk to other people or to the younger ones or to visitors that come. Encourage them. Reach out to people that you don't know, okay? I challenge every one of you in this room as an individual, okay? You're going to get home tonight, and your parents are going to ask you, what did Brother Scott challenge you in? And you're going to remember this. Brother Scott challenged me to reach out to someone in the youth group this year that I don't know very well. Okay, now, I'd like you to reach out to more than one, obviously, but I'm setting the bar kind of low. All right, I'm going easy on you, all right? So I want you to do that. Okay, maybe you say, hey, you got anybody to sit with for the service? Hey, why don't you come sit with me? Or Or maybe it's a seventh grader who's come up and they're disconnected from the group. They're not with the in crowd or something like that. And you see them and you say, hey, you want to sit with me for the service? Or just any way that you can encourage them. Reach out to others you don't know. Maybe inquire about prayer requests that they might have. And then, help others do the right thing. I think it's awesome whenever I overhear, I walk up on a situation that is working itself out. And what I mean by that is, most of the time when there's an issue, if I hear about it, I'll deal with it. But I would much rather when there's an issue or there's a problem going on, and several times I've heard this where one of you actually are able to step in and say, hey, you know what, maybe we shouldn't do that right now, or hey, guys, you two, guys, all right, look, is this really important? Do we need to argue about this? Don't worry about it. You guys are fine. Just, go get a drink of water, do something. Whenever I walk up on a situation like that, man, those are some, proud youth pastor moments. Because I'm like, man, did you see that person? Chris was just like, boom, he inserted himself in that and just took care of it. That was amazing. I love when I hear that because that's a person that is really embracing their opportunity to influence and be an influencing factor. Now, someone could take that to an extreme. Okay, I'm a senior around here. All right, you, shine my shoes right now. Okay, all right, you, see that trash? Somebody needs to take care of it. Go do it. Okay, I'm not asking you to order people around and, put on your hat like you're, somebody who's, the all-powerful, in-charge leader. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you to, you see some issues, feel free to help out when you can. And that way you'll be a blessing and be able to encourage others. And then number five, and I think this is probably one of the most important, show up, be involved, be supportive, encourage others. And then number five, keep your heart tender towards God. Okay, I'll take you back to this passage, Titus chapter 2, verse 7. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. Why? Why is that important? Is it just because morality is important to us? And just is it just because, conducting yourself well is important? No, everything points back to Christ and my relationship with Him. Okay, the truth is, I'm a youth pastor, and God wants me to use the influence He's given me to influence others, but any person in this room could make the exact same statement. You don't have to be a youth pastor to influence other people, but we should be interested in doing it for God's glory. And going back to keeping our heart tender towards God, boy, when I think about the impact that each one of you could have, okay, and I know you've got studies, and I know you've got responsibilities. Some of you have jobs and that sort of thing. And I'm not asking you to walk around every moment just like, okay, Rose Scott said I need to be an influence. I'm not going to study tonight because I got to think about this. I'm not talking about that extreme, but I am talking about you realizing that your time with the Lord every day and the opportunity to speak to Him and then tap into His leading. It is priceless because then he connects you with a life that needs encouragement. Lord, lead me today. Lord, we have teen time tonight. Boy, I get nervous about talking to new people. Lord, give me a courage in this moment. Lord, sometimes I don't like this part of the service or I don't like this aspect of things. It's not my favorite, but Lord, give me the right attitude. Lord, allow my heart to remain tender. And when you do, the Lord's going to lead you, and He's going to help you be the leader that you can be this year. The senior class was a tremendous blessing to me personally, and I believe they were a tremendous blessing to our youth group. But they're gone, okay? And the leaders are we, okay? And so I'm asking you to do your best this year. Just shoot for these five things, these five ways that you can be a leader. And I promise you, your influence will be off the charts if you look towards these things. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the passage we looked at and the challenge. I pray that you would help these teenagers Lord, as they have a great opportunity ahead of them to be able to serve the younger teens and our youth group. We love you, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.